News, I'm Haya Pinchwani. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on deadly flooding in the Northeast yesterday.
Two people in New Jersey were killed after flash floods swept away their car during a storm that moved across the Northeast Monday. Governor Phil Murphy.
Sadly, two losses of life in Plainfield in a vehicle that was swept away, and the deceased were extracted.
He says water is especially deadly.
Water has killed more people in my time as governor than any other sort of weather.
Audio courtesy WABC. Monday's storm brought severe rain, flooding Northeast roads and New York City subway stations. Dramatic video on social media shows a train station flooding. Passengers watch from inside the subway. Some were standing on the seats or had their feet up as the doors opened and water came in. The MTA says sewers backed up. Julie Walker, New York.
At his Senate confirmation hearing for UN Ambassador, White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says the U.S. is a leading donor to international institutions.
Despite the cuts, the U.S. is by far the most generous nation in the world.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports officials say a large number of Afghans have been brought to the U.K. under a secret program.
Thousands of Afghans, including many who worked with British forces, have been secretly resettled in the U.K. after a leak of data on their identities raised fears that the Taliban could target them. The government now plans to close the secret route, a data set containing the personal information of nearly 19,000 Afghans who had applied to come to Britain after the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan was released in error in 2022, and extracts were later published online. That prompted the then Conservative government in the UK to set up the secret program.
This is AP News. Severin separated itself from the field with 27 Emmy nominations, while the studio led comedy nominations with 23 in a dominant year for Apple TV.
Every time you find yourself here, it's because you chose to come back.
No other dramas came close to the dystopian workplace series Severance. It achieved acclaim and audience buzz for its second season.
I am so excited about watching this trailer.
This is going to be perfect.
Apple's Hollywood satire, The Studio, was expected to make a big showing for its first season, and it romped over more established shows like Hacks, which got 14, and The Bear, which got 13. The studio's co-creator, Seth Rogen, personally got 3 nominations for acting, writing, and directing. CBS will air the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards from the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Nate Bargatze will host on September 14th. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.